Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good people. What is going on? This is DJ Butterfly Feces, and you are listening to Cocoon It from the microphone.
It's over 15 minutes, so don't worry about it.
What?
It doesn't work for about 15 minutes, so don't worry about 30 minutes. It ain't work. So I don't want you to be like, oh, it's 15 minutes at the hour. Most likely it's not going to work. We can see when you get to 15 minutes, it's going to cut off. But we can see if it don't.
Range this show for 30 minutes.
All right, so just understand what I was explaining to you, sir. Don't not say something. Just learn how to listen.
All right.
When something don't work, stop acting like I'm done.
No, I understand.
When it don't work, it don't work. But you got to stop acting like a child having tantrums. Something don't work, that's what it is.
All right. The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about all this, because this is an event. This is an ongoing...
That's what people kill each other for. Shit, that's the two enemies in the fans event. People kill each other all the time, and the enemies meet each other somewhere and they start fighting. Just don't bring them fucking losers to my fucking event. I'm going to say that.
This is a show, basically, that everybody needs to get behind. This is a cause that
everybody
gets involved with.
Fuck everybody. Everybody ain't everybody. Fuck everybody. Everybody ain't everybody. Understand that makes sense.
This is a global catastrophe that is going on right now. Everybody needs to get involved with it.
Man, it's 10 people in life ain't going to never be shit. Stop trying to make everybody be shit. Come on now. Everybody is not going to be shit.
All right. It is 10:02 here on the program, Cocoon from the microphone. If you have something to say, let us know. Come on, tell it to us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, good people, let me start from the beginning. Once again, basically born and raised in McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. Now, as I'm doing this, I've been all over the globe, and I'm telling you, there was no place like McKinleyville. You can do everything there was to do there. It's in Northern California where it snowed, but we had a beach, too. You can ski, you can snowboard, you can sled, you can ice skate, but you could also basically tan yourself, surf, windsurf, parasail, boogie board. You can go for a walk, you can go for a hike, you can go horseback riding, and I did all these things. I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. Why? Because, honestly, you could do everything there was to do there.
Stop it. Exaggerating. Preposterous. I'm willing to be truthful, fitting his remarks to give it away to non-truthful time. So is that DJ Butterfly Feces talking? Or is it the unforbidden rule of the Christmas. No, not Christmas time yet. Halloween time. Yes, Halloween time. Halloween time. Halloween.
Yes, it is Disabled Awareness Month. Halloween is but one night.
Oh.
But Disabled Awareness Month goes on all month long.
Oh, that's a disabled part right there. The holidays are mixed up. Oh, okay, I know it's something about the disability I was messing up. It was the actual theme of disaster within a great moment. I was changing the outcome. Well, really Halloween is a time to make change. I was just seeing if we can change a great moment of appreciation. A lot of people don't celebrate Halloween because they say, oh, it's evil, it's this and that. So I was figuring, maybe we could change around, but some people don't celebrate holidays, period. So, I already celebrate holidays. I already celebrate the moments. You really going to celebrate those evil things that are, listen to this. You can't attach everything good with an outcome of success. There's a lot of good things of success that came through evil moments. Some of the most best and most people that you desire to be around that you could never be around because of their status, they could be some of the evilest people. Now, let's take a moment. I just say my name is comedian Organic OK. The show is called Kakuna for the Microphone, hosted by DJ Butterfly Feces.
The one and only. Accept no substitutions.
October is International Disabled Awareness Month. Like I say, thank you for those out there that have been contributing, changing, and uplifting disability expression, and not only disability expression as a whole, that people can appreciate and enjoy. Thank everyone that is desired to see the happiness that change have been going around to connect and appreciating and being very nurturing experience. DJ Butterfly Feces have, he got to a point where talking about all these things in his hometown. I can't hate on his hometown. I'm just messing with the guy, you know. He's my colleague. I've been working with him for a little bit of time. And, yeah, I just come to him. And for those out there listening to him, I apologize for not thinking about accomplishing success in a way that DJ Butterfly Feces can really refine his potential and be able to reflect in moments more than the moments that he have been, you know, designing this coming up time. Now, I got no more time to talk about this because the show is moving on and DJ Butterfly Feces is going to bring you up to date more. DJ, how's it going?
All right, man. All right. This is a lovely October. I know, but with each passing year, more people become aware of what Disabled Awareness Month really is. More people get involved. I just wish that we could basically find a way to get basically even more people involved. Because
Come on now, man. You do the things you can do. The people that are going to do it are going to come be a part of it. You got to stop looking at your hand being empty because you ain't doing anything, but look at your hand empty because you gave all your desires of happiness to fed the infrastructure of what people truly need. Come on now. Don't be that way. Think about the best time you ever got in your life. Think about the best things you ever got in your life. Was it free? Yeah, that was free. No, appreciating DJ appreciating DJ Butterfly Feces. You're listening to Cocooning for the Microphone, hosted by DJ Butterfly Feces. Yeah, he's from McKinleyville, California. He's been going over everything he says. Yeah, sure. I'm listening.
All right, now, basically, I didn't know what to do there. I did everything. I didn't take much thought into my future. I figured I'll take any job, do anything, just as long as I continue to groove, you know, get by. I didn't need some big, fancy job paying me a lot of money, a job which I'm going to become a slave to, which I have to focus all my energy and skill and technique on, what it's going to take all my time working for money. I'm going to just do whatever. I'm going to live this almost hippie kind of life. Alas, it doesn't look like anybody can afford to do that anymore. Eventually, the future comes for you. It happens. I remember, finally, it did. I graduated from high school, and all I could think is, what am I going to do now? I know I should be doing something, but I don't know what. Maybe I should spend a little bit more time thinking about my dang future and all that. Nearly everybody I know in town had gone on to do something. Now, look, I thought about trying to get some kind of job, maybe going to college, but we didn't have the money. I don't know if I really had the grades, and more to do with that, everybody's going to college, and everyone's going to go back to college, find some high-demand skill, personally, and whatever. Father thought I should at least help raise some of the money myself. I should do that by getting a job. But in McKinleyville, nothing was available because, well, everybody wanted to stay here so badly that, look around, there's no more work. Every single day there's an immigrant who's going to even do the horrible job nobody wants to do for next to nothing so he can get out of where he came from.
You know what the thing is? You ought to redefine what we say immigrant, because You got immigrants that from the whole experience of the experience of life, and you got to look at the desires of what an immigrant of the desires of change and happiness. Immigrants cannot just be identified as someone just coming from different parts of the world, but think about someone different parts of disability. Okay? It's immigrants of disability, just in that factor. And let's not mistreat disability of immigrant of that experience of disability. Now, let's redefine the experience that you're saying, and you're defining it as disability? Immigrants? Yes. It is immigrants within disability. We say, who comes first? Women. No!
No, I'm saying, look, the woman.
Disability come first. Children come first. Yeah, and that's not so true. It's not so true in so many ways, but that's how it's supposed to be. Disabled people, children. Disabled people and children come first. But it's not that way. Now, you've been appreciating your time as you had time as being a child. One of the things you hear is people say, well, I don't like children. And you, when you're a child, you look at the person and say, hey, when I get older, I'm not going to be that way. And how you be that way not to mistreat children and understand them and they have different opinions, they have different viewpoints as they're figuring out their viewpoint of who they are. And we have to be unique within their experience, allow their experience to become the maximum ability to what things are being changed through. Allow those things to naturally be enhanced. What do you think about that, DJ Butterfly Feces?
Are
the children getting the freedom they need?
I think a lot of ways we're focusing on the children's our future now. I think they're getting a lot of freedom, but I don't think anybody is truly getting. I think every voice needs to be heard. I think everything needs to be sort of done to just basically allow somebody the opportunity to shine. That's what this month is all about. I mean, dang it. You know? Anywho. Yeah. I think
well,
that you...
How do you feel that you're going to invest into the happiness that can inspire a young person? Not hinder a young person, nor discourage a young person, but how do you fuel information within your desire of somebody that have more information you do even at the age that they just came in? How do you customize your experience with a young person's investment and not be left within the disability of what a young person stereotype of what you're teaching them? Understand they all don't have the same viewpoint. So how can you say young people and not realize that young is a healthy within the groundbreaking moment that we call creating ability? Now, feces.
Mm-hmm.
Inform us for a short period of time. We ain't got that much time, but inform us on what's been going on, touching bases while you can for a short period of time.
Well, I've been on this show, and I've been spending a lot of time. I spent a lot of time with you going around there, picking up trash, and trying to get people up off the street who've been thrown out like trash. The problem is that... No, the problem is it's true. I mean, you see, when somebody feels like I can't use this, it is it's discarded. Human life is discarded that way. There's a time when so much seems obsolete. We have all these people, all this whatever, and it's just getting worse. You know, the problems are getting worse every single day. We have more waste and more people who are thrown out like waste because of as time goes on. And it just seems to be kind of depressing. It really is sad.
Oh, man. Did you just bring up that moment? Did you just now take all the kids' candy and crush it with that miserable piece? You just destroyed the happiness that so many kids don't get a time to enjoy if you were always trying to take the peaceful moments. Everyone out there, I'd like to say appreciate you. Appreciate your Disabled Awareness Month holiday. appreciate your relative, appreciate your groundbreaking, remarkable ability that you're fascinating, creating new ideas, creating new experiences. Thank everyone out there. Thank the host, DJ Butterfly Feces. My name is Comedian Organic, okay? And
yeah.
I've been coming through a moment, finding greater moments. DJ Butterfly Feces, what's been going on? Update the people. Well, how can they stay in touch with the show?
Well, first I'd like to say it's 10:15 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Comedy Organic OK. Let us know what you're thinking. We're here. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. That's great. Now, how can they get in touch? Well, they can call in. They can basically find out a little bit what we're about. You know, our shows are all on the web. And at the same time, they can really get behind this month. I know it's almost up, but really, do something for Disabled Awareness Month. Get aware, be aware, get involved. And also what our show has been about, what this show is about, you know, doing something about all the trash, all the waste that's being thrown around, all the litter and whatever, and also do something about this ongoing homeless epidemic. That's why I said everybody needs to get involved. It's a problem that affects all. So we need to roll up our sleeves and do something and make this world a better place. I mean, really, that's what every single episode has always been about. Now,
yeah, we have another point. Is as you're out there in different parts of your foundational space, you must create a foundation where creating the dessert of, you know, appetite of, you know, this treating these type of people that really need these moments to be enhanced. That's one of the things we have to understand. That's not the easiest thing to understand when a person needs help and give them what they need as they go into the opposition and not disrupt their experience with unexperiencing chaotic things. Happiness is very powerful and therapeutic as we give the moment to have peace and appreciation. Isn't that right, DJ Butterfly Feces?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. You're right as the rain. It is. I mean, dang it. I wish people could do something to just get a little bit involved, but, you know, some people out there are thinking they got to look out for number one. They got to protect their own interests, and they're mad at the world in a lot of ways, and they try to somehow.
Hey, is it a moment where you're trying to throw trash in our face?
I'm talking about this problem about what is going wrong. What is going wrong with the world?
You want it to smell like trash?
No, I don't. I want it to stop smelling like trash. I want to stop the trash.
Oh, the trash. Feces, I get it. That's what you've been trying to tell me. Oh, you want me to smell the trash.
Oh, God. You're way wrong. I want the trash to stop. You know?
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Well, he said he wants the trash to stop. And he said, stop, everyone, stop. Stop the trash. Stop it. I tell you, I said stop it. Now, who's listening to you now? No, who's really listening to you? Yeah, some people are listening to you. But really, for the meaning you're trying to make, impact you're trying to make, is that taking effect right now? If you really stop delivering trash, if people heard you say stuff, yes, you know what I found out? The world stopped littering trash because Feces said stop littering trash. You don't think that would be something that people would be talking about?
Hey, what happened? I stopped living in trash because Feces said stop living in trash. And I said, there won't be nobody living in trash because Feces said don't live in trash no more. I'm not going to be chaotic to my life. I'm going to follow Feces' directions, instructions. How does that sound?
It sounds a little bit better. It sounds like that basically there might be some actual improvement going on out there. That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like either that or either you see a one kind of advertisement just to just to pull a car from under your leg and get some kind of excitement and give you a different experience. Because if we're just going to talk about, hey, we just do this, hey, we just come together, we all just love each other, we just make the difference in the world. Now, that is possible. But most people don't have that ability to really impact people that really do that. You know, like, you know, some people that they can just, they got the ability to just conform you to make things that you don't want to do and want to do it because they're telling it to you in a way that you can connect to them. Everybody don't have that ability. You know? And that's the thing. Everybody don't have that ability. And that, you know, it falls on deaf ears at some times. Everyone, I've been, you know, telling y'all about Disabled Awareness Month. October is International Disabled Awareness Month. And CC's, we've been covering a little bit about disabled. We've been discussing about how these things can be brought up. How can we contribute as disability unfolds through the month and different days? How you can actually be a part of Disability Awareness Month. Everyone, thank you. Well, we're going to have some special things that's going to be coming up. Just look forward to those type of things that's going to be set for the platform. Now, feces,
mm-hmm.
What am I to do?
What?
I'm about to get ready to leave off the show, and you're going to finish up your discussion as you normally do.
All right.
About the journey. And good night to you, feces.
Good night. All right. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, look. You know, I used to live in McKinleyville, and I was just lost. I was just whatever until I came across Organic OK, who was happened to be staying in McKinleyville at the time, and he gave me the choice. He invited me to come along with him on the expedition, picking up garbage and helping the homeless and all that. And this is not for any special holiday or whatever. No. This is, I'm talking year-round. We would go to different cities and pick up trash and help the homeless. That was the thing. He took me aboard. He took me aboard, basically, at the end of the year, around the holidays, we went to Vicenza, Italy, where we basically stuck around for the food and cuisine, but we picked up trash. We made things better. We did. Oh, man, we did. Now, and then we're going to go everywhere else and do that. Now, in our previous show, you may remember that we were in Tucson City, California, my native state. And the truth was, I had come across this sort of homeless family, and I had told all of them, including their youngest son, who could be no less than 7, about how I was, how do I put this, a certain way. No. How I was going around doing all this and whatever, and that little kid, he looked up to me. He admired and respected me. He knew. At that point, he thought angels were real. And we were them. We'd come along there to help them and whatnot. That had been something. I got to tell you, that stuck with me. There's always something in a certain city that does whatever. Anywho, then we were out of there. And, well, our next adventure was in Houston, Texas. That's right. Now, I know we've been to Houston before. We had been there. But we went back. Why? Because our work was never truly done. There were new problems to deal with. You know what I'm talking about. Actually, it was the same old problem, but it's just, you rip it out by the roots, but it grows back. I'm not kidding. Dang. Dang it all. Anyway, it was basically pretty warm there in Houston, Texas. You know, this is a place where they don't get snow. And what happened was, I remember, we were basically going through town, and I noticed the garbage problem was worse. There was more garbage. I don't just mean new garbage, but the garbage problem seems to have gotten worse. Everything, every problem, it just seems to get worse. And every problem gets worse unless you make it better. But it was like, you know, after we had picked up these people, they think, you know what, let's go ahead and make a mess. Somebody else will clean it up. Somebody else will take care of it. Somebody else will. That was their mantra. And I was angry. I almost didn't want to help anymore. And then I thought, what else would I do? As we had basically gone through picking up garbage or whatever, I happened to be walking across, you know, a highway with a long sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here, a long rail right there. And there was a vagrant there on the side. The vagrant recognized me. I don't recognize him. Not at first, anyway. But he was someone I talked to when I was there. When I was in Houston, Texas last. And he sat down there and he told me. I told him, he asked me, I thought you were going all over the world picking up garbage. I said, I still am. I'm back. I am back. I am back. There was too much work to be done. And he took notice of that. That was something. He took particular special attention. I said, what are you doing out here on this highway? He said, I'm dying. I was taken aback. Now, I told you on this show, I actually watched somebody die right there on the street and whatever. And I know people did all the time. People die every 10 or 20 seconds, but there's a lot more of them dying ever since they've been thrown out in the streets and whatnot. But this guy told me, I thought I'd do something for him. I said, how long do you have? He told me, until I jump. And I got the message he was going to kill himself. I had to do something. I tried to convince him to put it off. Let himself die naturally. He said, no, I'm tired of suffering. I'm tired of the misery. I'm tired of my life not working out. I just want to die with peace. I want to give up the ghost. I asked him to tell me what led him to this conclusion, led him to do this. What? I asked. And the truth is, he told me, he said, he loved personally, truly, he had an all right life and then he was kicked out of it. Now he's out here on the streets and whatnot, wasting away. He's suffering. Doesn't want to suffer anymore. I told him, I get that. I get all that. Man, I get that. But this is not the answer. I try to convince Organic to take him aboard with us, you know? This is somebody who desperately needs our help. We have to save him somehow. And then he said, all right, let's try to ask him. I went to Organic, and I told him, here's somebody who needs our help. Here's somebody who needs us. Organic said, all right, dude, I'm telling you one thing, man. I'm not going to be taking any more people for a while. You can come with us. But I tell you one thing, I'm really got to cut back on this. We saved a life, I told him. He looked at me, yeah, we did. We saved somebody. We saved them. You've been listening to Cocoon from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. You can have all our shows off the net, off Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to get involved this Disabled Awareness Month and do something about the homeless problem in America. Please, we're basically begging you, get involved. We're here. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I took a moment to look inside the eyes of the man whose life I had saved, for lack of a better word, who I had really done something for, honestly. And I felt so damn proud. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, and good night.